Yeah, the other game last night, the Lions taking on the Bombers up at the Gabba. The first time the Lions got back home after their couple of weeks in Melbourne, given the COVID situation there. But a 57-point victory over the Bombers. What do we make of that performance for them, considering, again, they've been another side similar to, I suppose, Carlton, that's been a bit hit and miss so far to start the season, to get back on their home deck against a young Bombers side? And we know that the depth issues that they've got with their injuries today. Joe Danaher up against his old side as well was a bit of byplay last night. What do we think about the Lions' performance?
Yeah, look, I just think the depth they had through their midfield and the firepower they have up forward, they're going to stand themselves in good stead. And they knew it was going to potentially take a little bit of momentum. They went deep into finals last year. We knew with the side that they have and with a few of the new recruits that have come in, it would take a while to adjust. So are they up there with the Port Adelaides? I think they're there with Port Adelaide. Can they go at it with a Geelong and Richmond and maybe a West Coast? I don't know. They seem to match up very well against Port Adelaide, who have obviously been on the top of the ladder for all of last year. The matchups, they seem to be right. But the real, when the whips are cracking in that finals, like, I still think there's a question mark there. But they'll build momentum, they'll win lots of games.
Good to see Hipwood 3 goals, Danaher 2 goals. That's been a query over them in the first month about their forward line.
That's why they paid him the big bucks to get him up there. Look, I like them, Waco. I think they're up there with the big boys. They were sitting at 1-3, but I wasn't overly concerned. They probably should have won the game against Geelong. There was the poor umpiring decision. You have a look at the next month, and I think the biggest thing when you look at their lineup as well, they genuinely only have one injury. He's a good player, Cam Rayner. He's out for the year. They've ticked off the Bombers last night. They're sitting at eighth at the moment at 2-3. They'll go out of the eight probably at the end of this round. Then they take on Carlton at Marvel. If they falter there, there'll be question marks. I don't think they will. Port Adelaide at the Gabba round 7 is a big one. That's a huge one. There's been some epic battles. You would have been around back in the day. Were you playing when there were the draws up there?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolute cracker encounters and some sensational sides going around at that time. Hugely tough, powerful side that Brisbane side was, wasn't it, in the early 2000s?
And then in round 8, they take on Freo and Perth, which won't be easy. So I reckon after 8 rounds, they'll be sitting around 4-4. I think they're well and truly in the mix.